It's now time for the reality check with our partners at Honolulu Civil Beat. Chad Blair's on the line with us with more on the attack ads that we're seeing these days. Morning, Chad.
Good morning, Catherine.
Yeah, a lot more just in the last week, I think.
Well, you know, the primary, August 11th, is quick approaching, and the campaigns are trying to get out their messages. I think these ads, particularly one of them that's airing on behalf of a super PAC that is supporting Colleen Hanabusa for governor, really takes David Ige, the governor, to task over the false missile alert. And there's also an attack ad from Hanabusa's camp and another ad that some perceive as an attack ad from Ige against Hanabusa. They are fast and furious, and they are all over television news and YouTube and the Internet.
And so what kind of effect do things will these things have, you think?
Research shows that as much as people say they don't like negative advertising or attack ads, they tend to work. They tend to persuade voters, at least those perhaps who are undecided. And there are, according to the most recent polls, a number of people undecided in the governor's race. And we're talking, of course, the Democratic primary here. I think the one that's running from Be Change Now, the super PAC aligned with the Carpenters Union, the one that was so heavy opposing Ben Cayetano a few years back. Remember Kirk Caldwell? They were running for Honolulu mayor, and
right.
PRP is what it was called back then, Pacific Resource Partnership. But Be Change Now is throwing a heck of a lot of money. The ad they have up is called 38 Minutes, and anybody who was in Hawaii on January the 13th of this year remembers the 38 minutes in which it appeared falsely that a ballistic missile was headed our way, and it was a pretty dramatic experience, to put it mildly. Well, the ad, and you can watch it yourself, it's up on our website, it's just about everywhere, all over TV. It looks like it's even been mailed to media, including Civil Beat. It depicts the governor as just being clueless, really out of his depth. It keeps saying, he didn't know his Twitter account, as if having a Twitter account would stop people from freaking out. Although I have heard from folks who say, you know, if they pay close attention to social media, that would, in fact, comfort them. But bottom line, it shows the governor as being out of his depth, and certainly underscores Hanabusa's argument that we need leadership. Hanabusa, of course, has nothing to do with his ad. The super PACs cannot coordinate directly with the candidates they're endorsing.
Right, but I think your article noted that the governor's Twitter account really only had, I don't know, maybe what, 10,000 followers?
Yeah, and I'm one of them, and okay. Maybe I would have been comforted. I actually found out from someone else that morning that it was a false alarm. I'm also one of those people that didn't believe it actually was the real thing. But as you know, many people did, and it was pretty traumatic. So that's the ad on the missile attack. We'll see whether it works or not. Ad coming from – go ahead, Catherine.
Please. No, I mentioned this before, but in traveling this summer, it stopped off in New York and Chicago, and just at the airport was just kind of floored at the negative ads that I saw in the races in those cities. And I was like, ooh, I'm glad, you know, we aren't that vicious here in Honolulu, but I don't know.
I think, in fact, we're not all that different. We could look at two elections passed locally. There have been some pretty tough ads. I think the ones against Cayetano in the mayor's race were particularly unfortunate. But, you know, this is a pretty tough ad. I think it is entirely appropriate to criticize David Ige over his response to the missile. Colleen Hanabusa certainly has made it a centerpiece. But, of course, the question is, will it actually sway voters?
Right. And what other ads did you look at?
Yeah, so there is an ad from the Hanabusa campaign that is raising concerns about the number of housing units that were created under the Ige administration. The governor has said, both on his campaign website and his election website, that it's 5,300 units that have been created since he's been governor. The Hanabusa ad actually runs a list and says, oh no, a lot of that stuff started beforehand, before Ige got into office. And a number of those projects, by the way, are renovations, not creating new units. So I checked around, and yes, actually some of the criticism from Hanabusa's ad does bear out. I don't have the precise numbers, but you probably saw the Star Advertiser cover this morning. Sophie Koch is looking into those numbers as well. Governor Abercrombie, who preceded David Ige, is on record as saying, no, a lot of that stuff started when I was governor. So the ad's argument is false claims. It's effective in the sense that it's undercutting Governor Ige in one of his top priorities, and in his mind, one of his top accomplishments, putting more people into housing. And so, by the way, the administration stands by the numbers, but you can look at the ad in yourself and decide whether it holds up or not.
Right, so we'll be expecting to see maybe a few more ads before the primary rolls around.
I don't think that's any doubt at all. And my guess is there will be more negative ads, attack ads, whatever you want to call them, a lot less of the rosy, glowing ads that you saw early on in the election cycle. Some of those are still floating around.
Okay, Chad, thanks. And keep watching those ads.
Oh, I will. Thanks, Catherine. Bye-bye.
Right. That was Honolulu Civil Beat's political and opinion editor, Chad Blair, with today's Reality Check. To read his full story, visit civilbeat.org.